Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. Of course, it is Friday. Let's recap the week that was. Life and Style Weekly events editor Juliet Eason joining me from New York. Juliet will kick things off with Ms. Kelly Clarkson, who has found not only some, weight loss techniques that have worked, but has also found love recently, right?
She has, and I love Kelly. She's so sweet, and she's so talented, and I always want the best for her. So I'm so happy to see that she's slimmed down. She's in love. 2012 is turning out to be a great year for her. She's actually lost 40 pounds.
Wow.
Recently. Yeah. And she's in love. She is dating a producer named Brandon Blackstock, and she's just turned 30, and I think she's in a really good place in her life.
Now, what did she do to lose the weight?
Well, it was a little bit of everything, but she just was working out at independent fitness consultants and just doing a lot of cardio and hitting the gym and working on her diet.
Yeah, Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Kendra Wilkinson trying to keep the weight off, and she's trying to do so, well, maybe by diet and exercise, but also by not doing what, Juliet?
Having another baby.
I want to say this is the first time I've ever heard of this. A celebrity wanting to keep weight off by not having another child. Same for you or no?
I have heard of this before. You also hear rumors that some celebrities will actually deliver their babies a few weeks in advance so that they don't get that last month of extra weight gain, which I think is pretty scary. She's just not wanting to have another baby right now because she's finally gotten back to her pre-baby body and she's super happy with her abs. And so she basically said she's choosing her body over another baby.
Wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel, of course, are going to be walking down the aisle, but they're going to be doing so overseas.
They are. Italy's always been a very special place for them, and so they've actually decided to tie the knot there. And they have decided on a little town called Bernalda, Italy, and they're going to get married at a palace called the Palazzo Margherita.
Now, why Italy as opposed to any other country or the States for that matter?
Well, I think one of the reasons is that they can control the privacy a little bit more, especially if they're doing it at a venue that they're going to control completely. If they're in LA, if they're in New York, obviously there's going to be a million people trying to see them and see the wedding and things like that. So doing it overseas sort of eliminates quite the same fury that's going to surround them stateside. And it's obviously beautiful there, and it's very romantic, so I think they think it's the perfect setting for a wedding.
You think in addition to controlling the paparazzi and all the, you know, onlookers and gawkers that would want to see them, they can kind of control the guest list that way as well, like the less people they have to invite?
Absolutely, and guests actually aren't even being told where the wedding is going to be. They're basically going to get a note a few days beforehand saying, save the date, and then they'll get further instructions literally right before the wedding, so that way nobody's really going to be talking about it ahead of time.
They should subscribe to Life and Style Weekly, then they'll know everything.
Exactly.
And then you can plan accordingly. Awesome. Well, hey, read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Events editor Juliet Eason. Have a great weekend.
You too.